Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live, kicking off the third hour here on this live Saturday show. Phones are open as always if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. The us includes me, Ian.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And me, Captain.
And coming up, we're going to continue on the 10 stages of genocide. We're going to just do a little comparison.
What were the first two?
We got through two, right?
We got through two. Okay. We'll recap here in a little bit because we got calls on the line, and I want to get to our next caller first, and then we'll continue with the 10 stages of genocide. The number is 603-283-6160. To the phones, we got Jerome to start things out here tonight, calling from South Carolina in Charleston, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Jerome.
Hey, you know, you can tell when the Republican Party never takes blame for anything, okay?
Isn't that your party, Jerome?
What?
Isn't that your party? The Republican Party?
Hey, any party that Lindsey Graham belongs to ain't my party, okay?
All right.
Any party that Donald Trump belongs to ain't my party.
All right, so what's the critique?
That party. No, 20 years, man. Well, what do they want? How they going to criticize him?
What's going on?
Well,
hold on.
Jeez, if we'd only had a Democrat in office some point there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just bring me up to speed. What are the Republicans saying? What are you responding to? I know you presume
no,
we always know.
Huh? They don't want them to leave Afghanistan. They think this is a bad move. Yeah, it may be a bad move, but damn it, 20 years?
Wait a minute. Okay. Let's slow down for just a moment here, because Republicans, like Democrats, are individuals, and they don't all believe the same exact thing. So I think it's worth pointing out that Donald Trump also pulled troops out of Afghanistan, and he was against having that war continue. And so Biden is actually continuing the Donald Trump policy and finishing the Donald Trump policy of making the right choice of pulling troops out of Afghanistan.
Hey, he did it, and they kept their big fat mouth shut. Now they're talking now.
No, they didn't, actually. There were plenty of people, including the news media, that were raking Donald Trump over the coals in the same way that they're targeting Joe Biden now and saying that, what's going to happen in Afghanistan? The Taliban!
They were raking him over the coals, both Republicans and Democrats, for not starting new wars in Syria, in Venezuela, in Iran.
Yeah, what you need to understand, Jerome, is that there are warmongers in both political parties. They're flush with them. No.
Not like the Republican Party. Not like the Republican Party.
Okay. Do you know who dropped the most bombs?
You remember Vietnam? You remember, what were we fighting in Vietnam? Remember that
communism.
You were fighting a bunch of little kids blowing themselves up. I mean, that was completely unnecessary. We are anti-war on this program, Jerome.
Oh, yeah.
We're against all of the wars. You name a war, we're likely against it. Maybe with the exception of the Revolutionary War. But I can't speak for you guys, so...
By the way,
yeah.
I heard a Chicken Hawk Republican on the radio the other night, because he says he's registered as a Democrat, but he never votes Democrat. His name's Jim Bohannon. He said, well, maybe we ought to carpet bomb the whole doggone country.
Jerome,
haven't you already done that?
Peakless Mountaineer had a question for you, but I don't think you heard him ask the question. Can you re-ask the question?
Do you know who dropped the most bombs
in
during the war in Afghanistan?
Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah.
Obama.
He's bombed more countries than any other president.
Nope.
I saw
Look it up, man. Look it up. Obama dropped so many bombs that we literally ran out.
Now, did he drop more bombs
per
year?
What website did you see that on? Because I saw it just the other way. Trump has bombed more countries than
any other president. You guys are talking about two different things. You said in Afghanistan. Jerome said all countries combined. So
yeah, you might be right about the number of countries. I was saying the number of bombs dropped.
Oh, I might be right.
No. You guys are talking about two different things, Jerome. You're talking about the number of bombs dropped in all countries per president, whereas Peakless Mountaineer is talking about the number of bombs dropped specifically in Afghanistan.
Hey, I know he's a Republican because he gets.
Did you just call me a Republican? Jerome, you take that back.
Every time I say something about him, you got your little snarky comments. You get your underwear.
My comment is always that the Democrats are also evil. I'm not arguing that the Republicans aren't.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, look, I don't believe it. First of all, look, I'm not a Trump defender, okay? But based on the way Trump behaved in office, number one, he didn't start any new wars. Number two, he withdrew troops from Afghanistan, as Joe Biden has now done, although Biden is now sending troops back into Afghanistan, supposedly just to evacuate the personnel from the U.S. embassy.
Didn't Bush say that combat was over in Afghanistan, and then Obama said combat
mission
was
accomplished
over in Afghanistan, and then Trump said it was over in Afghanistan, and now Biden's saying, hey, combat is over in Afghanistan.
I'm going to need to see the evidence that Trump dropped more bombs. I need to know where that's coming from. I can't find the evidence.
Hey, Trump, that's the guy that had bone spurs, right? He couldn't serve in the military because he had bone spurs, right?
Yeah. Good for him. I'm glad he dodged military service. I think people should dodge military service. Why should anybody want to go and actually listen to politicians tell them what to do? I mean, that's a crazy idea.
Remember the ride at the Capitol? You're going to die today. Remember that? Huh?
I don't remember any riot at the Capitol.
Is McCarthy still defending that? Kevin McCarthy?
I don't know. I don't know who that is.
You're going to die tonight!
Jerome,
okay?
You're so hysterical about this. You really believe that Democrats are somehow less warmongering than the Republicans. And I'm here to tell you, they're all warmongers.
Yes, they are.
All of them. They all
tonight,
kept...
Okay?
Jerome, did Barack Obama shut down Guantanamo Bay?
I think so. He tried to.
No, he didn't try to do anything.
He said he was going to, and then he didn't.
Yeah. It's like you do or do did not, right? There is
McConnell?
No try.
Hey, did you hear Mitch McConnell? We're going
to
do everything
I don't listen to these people.
Jerome, just stop listening to politicians, dude. You'll be a much happier guy.
Yeah, thanks for the call, man. I don't listen to Mitch McConnell. He's a scumbag.
Oh, my God. Turn off the politics on your TV and, like, enjoy your life a little
what
bit.
What little you can, you know, enjoy without being completely controlled by these people. Look, I get it. I understand why people pay attention to them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Well, they're psychopaths, and some people want to know what these crazy lunatics are up to. But in the case of Jerome, he believes that one side of them is not crazy psychopathic lunatics. For some reason, he's been completely snookered, as many people on the right believe their guys are, you know, good guys, and they're not. Like this DeSantis guy down in Florida, he's not a good guy.
No, he's not
pro-freedom. He's not. He's just acting in a certain way to try to get votes.
I feel the same about Jerome as I do about... some of my my female family members, cousins, you know, that type of thing, moms, aunts, who get sucked into soap operas, right? Like, he's experiencing that same thing. He's been sucked into this soap opera called politics.
Yeah.
And now he can't get out. He's addicted
to it. But if only it were just fiction.
He has to know who slept with who and who bombed who and who bombed more than the other guy. And he's concerned. Instead of just taking a step back and going, why am I in this soap opera in the first place?
By the way, Biden is, under Biden, there have been more immigration detentions, far more. So far than Donald Trump.
Oh, and there's still kids in cages, by the way.
A ton of kids in cages.
More than cages that Obama built.
But now it's a Biden help facility where it's no longer.
They moved the cages to military facilities is what they did.
Did they?
Yeah.
And I apologize if I have given anyone the impression that I'm a Republican. I will absolutely step in to say the Republicans are not better or worse in any real sense. Now, I'll admit at the moment they seem to be having a crisis of identity where they might actually become decent human beings and free people.
No. Are you talking about the run-of-the-mill Republicans, the non-politicians?
Sure.
Okay, well, I mean, there's always a chance for the non-politicians, whether they be Democrats or Republicans, because you can reach those people. You can have a conversation with them. They're not running for office, most of them. They're not likely to be sociopaths, or as likely to be sociopaths. But the politicians, there's no hope for any of them.
But yeah, the power mongers are evil.
Yeah.
And on occasion, you will get someone who has, figuratively speaking, a come-to-Jesus moment where they realize that they have been doing evil and turns over a new leaf, and I will absolutely give them respect for that. But it is so rare that we can mention them by name and count them on one hand.
We got more coming up here, including the remainder of the 10 stages of genocide, which we'll get into. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. It's 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Eagles Mountaineer, you did some checking there during the break. Do you happen to have those, what you had just mentioned to me?
I do, but it's in graph form rather than number form. But so we were both right in terms of Afghanistan. So Trump dropped more bombs per year, and Obama dropped more bombs total.
Which would suggest that Trump would have dropped more bombs had he had 8 years in office to do it, like Obama did, right?
Well, and if I remember correctly, I read if that chart tells what the presidents prior to them do, it seems that the amount of bombs just increases presidency over presidency, no matter who's in the chair, Democrat or Republican.
That's a good point.
The amount of bombing just continues to grow, and the value of the dollar continues to plummet.
Yeah, it vacillates up and down, but the trend is largely upward.
Well, so far, Biden, I don't know how many bombings he's been involved in, because again, they bomb outside of Afghanistan, obviously. They bomb, you know, Syria and bomb elsewhere. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how he shakes out, because he's obviously got three whole, you know, more years to go as far as starting potential new wars are concerned. True. I mean, he's acting like he understands that Afghanistan, and to his credit, you know, the words coming out of his mouth, at least, which, you know, politicians lie, the words coming out of his mouth are, you know, conciliatory regarding Afghanistan.
Wait, are they coherent at this point?
Regarding Afghanistan, he has been quite coherent, saying that it was... He claims that he was against having troops there during the Barack Obama administration, but he couldn't do anything about it because he was just the vice president.
Citation needed there, buddy.
It's impressive for old creepy nose Joe.
Like, yeah. Can you show me a single example of when you've publicly said
anything?
Did
he speak out? Yeah, I don't know about that. But at this point...
Yeah, I have this thing of when people are, you know, being violent, I say, this is bad.
Right.
Hey, Ian? Is that a Snake Plissken shirt you're wearing?
Yes, either that or Captain Ron, depending on...
I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead.
Yeah. Well, he's still out there somewhere. Right. I don't know if they're going to bring him back. There needs to be another one.
The thing that makes me sad about Democrats in their belief that their party is the party of peace. So, Barack Obama literally ran out of bombs. You have the largest military-industrial complex that has ever been imagined by mankind, making so many bombs, and you ran out?
Yeah, not only did he not end any wars, he also didn't end the war on drugs, which continued. I mean, he let a few guys out toward the end of his 8 years, and kudos to him for doing
so
that.
So did Trump.
Yeah, they all do that on their way out, so it seems.
And that's the thing. He took us from, what, four wars to seven? You don't get points for that.
He presided over the locking up of Ross Ulbricht, the man who did nothing but actually reduce violence and reduce damage to human life, and now he's punishing
him. Maybe we can start small with, like, the next guy who gets the chair. And I don't mean the electric chair, I mean the presidential chair. Maybe we can start small and get him to, like, let a bunch of people out, like, when he gets into office.
Well, that would require them to have actually, you know, some sort of principle or at least adhere to promises.
Look, I know I'll start small like this. I'm reaching for the sun.
You are. All right, let's get back into it. The 10 stages of genocide, as according to GenocideWatch.net, there's classification. That's one we went through already, which is clear. We got the masked versus unmasked, vaccinated versus unvaccinated.
Yep.
Symbolization. You've got symbols for those who are obedient, the mask wearing, so that's a total symbol.
I don't even think the masked versus unmasked is the actual classification. Okay. I think that is the symbol rather than the classification.
Well, some of these can mix together.
We've also got the symbols on social media, right? These frames that people put around their profile picture.
About
that
being says, vaccinated.
I'm vaccinated, you should be too, or whatever the hell they say.
Number three, discrimination. A dominant group uses law, custom, and political power to deny the rights of other groups. Boy, is that happening now. The powerless group may not be accorded full civil rights, voting rights, or even citizenship. The dominant group is driven by an exclusionary ideology that would deprive less powerful groups of their rights.
The science.
The ideology advocates monopolization or expansion of power by the dominant group. It legitimizes the victimization of weaker groups. Advocates of exclusionary ideology ideologies are often charismatic, expressing resentments of their followers. It's just for the children. We've got to help people. Expressing resentments of their followers, attracting support from the masses. Examples include the Nuremberg Laws of 1935 in Nazi Germany, which stripped Jews of their German citizenship and prohibited their employment by the government and by universities. Governments are now saying if you don't get a vaccination, you cannot work for them.
Yep. Well, and all the mandates that shut down businesses and lockdowns and all that kind of crap.
I got to say, the it's for the children narrative irritated me when they actually had an argument for why that would make sense. But with this, there just literally is no argument for this being for the children.
No, not at all.
Now, if you were to say this is for the elderly, that would make sense. Or even, okay, this is for the unvaccinatable.
But it still doesn't make sense, because then the elderly can just stay home. If they're worried about getting this thing, just stay home.
Yeah.
Don't shut down people's businesses.
Mm.
Don't mandate, you know, jabbing people with questionable products.
How about let people who care about the elderly who can't get out or won't go out because they're, you know, afraid of getting, let people voluntarily help them. Or, better yet, let the market devise some sort of a service that provides for them.
And let elderly people make their own choices, because I know there are a lot of people who are in their, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, who want to go out and who don't care about these risks.
And
who,
they don't know what's good for them.
And they're otherwise mentally sharp. Like, people like to pretend that the elderly don't know what they're doing because they're old.
The reality is most elderly
people, they're
sharp. Look, the most elderly people that get this are going to beat it, too. You have to basically be an elderly person with comorbidity issues in order to die from this.
Exactly.
Or you're already on death's door, right? Like you're like the two guys who are 90 years old in Australia. My God, two men in their 90s.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're a man, you're lucky if you've made it into your 80s.
That's true.
If you've made it into your 90s, you're a miraculous kind of level. That's almost a miracle at that point. Number four here on the 10 stages of genocide, dehumanization. Oh, we already did that one. Wait, we didn't do that one.
No.
It was discrimination that we just did. Number four, dehumanization. One group denies the humanity of the other group. Members of it are equated with animals, vermin, insects, or diseases. We're being told right now, the phraseology that's been used on mainstream media and by politicians is, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. The unvaccinated.
That's what they say.
The unvaccinated. It's all the fault of the unvaccinated that people are getting sick. It's all the fault of the unvaccinated that da-da-da-da-da. It's
never
all the fault.
There's none of the data that support that.
Well, and the comments from the politicians we read tonight, how can people think like this? They're against their own communities.
There was somebody blaming the lack of box office, you know, numbers for the Suicide Squad film. They're blaming that. The unvaccinated are to blame for
this
film flopping at
because
the box.
Because people are afraid to go to the movies because people are unvaccinated.
Yes, certainly.
Maybe the movie is just
a total piece of crap.
Yeah, maybe the movie's just, I have seen it, it's pretty good, but maybe it's just not that good, you know?
Is it a remake of the one that just totally bombed a few years ago?
It's not the consistent messaging to be afraid and stay home that we've gotten over the last couple years.
Right. More coming up here on the stages of genocide. You can weigh in as well. The number is 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon, free. A CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness, using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible. Free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too. So call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set. And watch the darkness flee from the light. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Haiti say that hundreds are dead following a strong earthquake that struck the island on Saturday. The 7.2 magnitude quake was centered about 75 miles west of the capital of Port-au-Prince. Officials say at least 304 people have died, and more than 1,800 have been injured, with Prime Minister Ariel Henry saying he was working to rush aid to areas devastated by the quake, as some towns had almost completely been razed. He also declared a month-long state of emergency for the entire country. And the number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has reached a new record high, with just over 1,900 as of Saturday. Health officials blame the rapid spread of the Delta variant, along with children under 12 unable to receive a vaccination, for the rise in serious cases. Children now make up about 2.5% of the total COVID patients in American hospitals. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden ordered another 1,000 U.S. troops to Afghanistan on Saturday to help in the evacuation of American personnel from the country. Taliban forces are approaching the Afghan capital of Kabul and now control about 60% of the country. In a statement, President Biden said it was time for the Afghan security forces to fight back against the Taliban for their country. But Congressman Mark Green says the way that U.S. and NATO troops are leaving the country is affecting those forces. The Tennessee Republican and Afghanistan veteran tells Fox News that those forces are choosing to walk away from a fight to the death.
And that kind of disrespect clearly makes them think, oh, the Americans don't have our back. And when you communicate that to them in this kind of fight with the Taliban surprising us all, which could potentially be an intelligence failure that we need to dig into, their capability to synchronize attacks across the whole country, their choice is lay down arms and blend in, or, you know, fight to the death, and many of these guys, unfortunately, are choosing the former.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the 10 stages of genocide. More of that coming up here with you in the studio. It's Ian.
Big listener out here.
And the captain.
Bitcoin.com. That is the place where you can go to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Bitcoin is on a bit of a run up. 47,000, I think,
thereabouts.
Today. Flirting with 48, maybe. I'm not sure where it's currently at. Don't have the number in front of me.
The market as a whole is up.
Yeah, lots of the so-called altcoins also.
47,275.8.
Loving it. Keep going. It's still not to its record high. It had eclipsed, 60,000 and change earlier this year. So we may see that, though, by the next few weeks. Who knows?
It'll be great. Right.
So, you know, we can't make predictions about what's going to happen, but if you want to learn the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general, get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some videos there. Just watch the first one. If you're pressed for time, that one's, I think, all of 3-ish minutes long, and it'll give you the basics. If you want to, watch more. There's a lot of information you can absorb about this technology. It is something that's going to be sticking with us for a very long time, I suspect. That's Bitcoin.com. If you want the latest news headlines, you can go to their news site over at news.bitcoin.com as well. Let's go to Roland. He's in Spokane listening to KXLY. Go ahead, Roland.
Yeah, I just had a couple of points. I wanted to address the call that you had with Prom.
To what? I'm sorry. Say that one more time. There was a strange beep on the line.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to address the call that you had with Jerome.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, I disagreed with what he was saying, but I would have liked to have had you press a little deeper into how he arrived at his decision. as to what made him feel the way he did. I was curious about that.
Well, Jerome is a regular caller to the program. If you start listening more often on Saturday and Sunday nights, you'll hear him a lot. But I appreciate where you're coming from. I mean, we could have asked him something about that. But generally, he is a dyed-in-the-wool partisan Democrat. Nothing the Democrats say he disagrees with, and nothing the Republican says he agrees with, basically. I mean, that sounds so
wrong. I sort of got that. Okay, all right. I'll be more of a regular listener on that one. But secondly, I wanted to address the genocide point that you were talking about.
Okay.
I think he's on speakerphone.
I don't know. So there's a weird noise that's coming out of your phone, but it's not happening too often. So if you could do it quickly, go ahead.
Okay, I can maybe get off the speaker. But at any rate, the point I wanted to make is, like, Jay Inslee here in Washington State, for example, is killing wolves and things like that. And you talk about genocide and the unvaccinated. Perhaps we should start with the unvaccinated in relation to nature, because everybody wants to take nature out. And we're somehow below nature in that respect. Well, I would like your thoughts on that.
I'm not sure I understand what you're getting at.
Well, in other words, the unvaccinated are a problem, but if you happen to be a human, but if you happen to be nature, like a bird or a wolf or something like that, they're unvaccinated. Maybe, perhaps that's the problem. We should start eliminating them, just like Jay Inslee in the state of Washington has been eliminating wolf attacks.
Yeah, I don't think politicians should be able to make, you know, decisions about those sorts of things, about who should be eliminated and who shouldn't.
Yeah.
Thank you, Roland, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. There's just weird noises there.
Yeah, I think he's on speakerphone and, like,
that was about
something. He was hitting some digits or something. And so,
I think it was just a weird thing.
As far as eliminating wolf packs, like, if you are being predated by wolves, you should defend yourself.
Yeah.
But if they're leaving you alone, then you shouldn't go hunting them down. And this is mostly a practical matter rather than an ethical matter, because they don't have a right to life. It's just a matter of aesthetics. That's gross to, like, wipe out a species.
So back to the list here of the 10 stages of genocide: classification, symbolization, discrimination, dehumanization. We're seeing all of these things so far. People are looking down their noses at the so-called unvaccinated. There's a lot of negativity out there. Well,
and it seems to me that dehumanization usually comes before what they describe as discrimination.
Well, as I mentioned, these things can happen simultaneously and not necessarily in the order given. But we're seeing all those things happening here. Number five, organization. Genocide is always organized, usually by the state, often using militias to provide deniability of state responsibility. And they give an example of Sudanese government support and arming of the Janjaweed in Darfur. Sometimes organization is informal. Special army units or militias are often trained and armed. Arms are purchased by states and militias, often in violation of U.S. arms or U.N. arms embargoes, to facilitate acts of genocide. States organize secret police to spy on, arrest, torture, and murder people suspected of opposition to political leaders. Special training is given to murderous militias and special army killing units. Now, we haven't seen that yet in this particular system. Number six, polarization. Extremists drive the groups apart. Hate groups broadcast polarizing propaganda. Motivations for targeting a group are indoctrinated through mass media. Laws may forbid intermarriage or social interaction. We're definitely seeing that as far as social interactions being forbidden. You can't even leave your house in Sydney, Australia, for instance, right now. Motivations for targeting a group indoctrinated through mass media? Definitely. You've got the mass media out there. They are constantly targeting unvaccinated people, constantly targeting unmasked people in the mainstream media and making them, you know, look like they're killing people. Moderates from the perpetrator's own group are most able to stop genocide, so are the first to be arrested and killed. Leaders in target groups are the next to be arrested and murdered. The dominant group passes emergency laws or decrees that grants them total power over the targeted group. The laws are, and we're starting to see the beginnings of that. Now, we're not seeing murders happening.
No, we're seeing the passing of the
Well, and these vaccine passports are forbidding social interaction between
Correct.
These two groups. I mean, commerce is a form of social interaction.
It's a caste system. They are creating a two-tier caste system. The laws erode fundamental civil rights and liberties. That's happening for sure. Targeted groups are disarmed to make them incapable of self-defense and to ensure the dominant group has total control.
Ooh, prediction. They're going to take away guns if you're not vaccinated.
So lots of number six there, polarization is happening. Number seven, preparation. Plans are made for genocidal killings. National or perpetrator group leaders plan the final solution to the Jewish, Armenian, Tutsi, or other targeted group question. They often use euphemisms to cloak their intentions, such as referring to their goals as ethnic cleansing, purification, or counterterrorism. They build armies, buy weapons, and train their troops and militias. They indoctrinate the populace with fear of the victim group. That part's happening. The other part's not quite. Leaders often claim that if we don't kill them, they will kill us.
That's what they said about the terrorists.
Now, there's a variant of that that's happening here. They're not saying if we don't kill the unvaccinated, they'll kill us.
Yeah.
But they are saying the unvaccinated would kill us.
That was their justification for beginning the the next set of bombings and over in the Middle East and stuff.
That's right.
After 9/11. They're like, well, we have to go and take care of them before they come and do more to us.
Right.
Well, and one of the things about different forms of genocide, so if it's a racial group, there's no way that you can go from one group to the other. If it's a religious group, you frequently can convert from one to another. And while they're not saying that they should kill us before we kill them, they are saying that they need to convert us before we kill them.
That's right. They are saying they will, about the unvaccinated, they're saying they are killing us, basically. It's a pandemic.
No,
of the
not
unvaccinated.
Basically. Not basically. Yeah. I mean,
straight up, that's what they're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying. I mean, when Biden was talking about Facebook allowing us to talk about this, well, they're killing people.
Right, and not officially, they're not talking about killing the unvaccinated, but unofficially, people on social media like Facebook and Twitter, there are posts by people who are absolutely saying
you are a murderer if you are unvaccinated.
And some of them are saying that violence should come to you.
Yeah,
over it. Because,
I hope you die if you don't have a vaccine. I hope you get it and you die.
And they've been saying that for more than a year. So 603-283-6160, and as the more restrictions keep coming into play and people continue to be unvaccinated, the anger of the vaccinated will get larger and more intense. We may see, muggings and murders unofficially, unstayed done.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Maybe enough time for you. If you dial in now, we can get you on at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Not talking about a happy topic tonight, the 10 stages of genocide. How many of them have...
I mean, some people might be happy about genocide.
I suppose psychopaths.
Only for you unvaccinated threats to our existence.
So far, we've been through 6 of the 10, and classification, symbolization, discrimination, dehumanization, those are all in full swing. Organization, we're not seeing the militaries, you know, rounding people up yet, so not quite on that one. Polarization... Yeah, there's definitely some polarization going on. Preparation, that's the one we left off on here. Number 7, preparation, the plans that are being made. Now, I don't know how many people are actually thinking about genociding unvaccinated people at this point, but all the other things are in play, and indeed, they are indoctrinating. This is, again, from preparation at genocidewatch.net. Number 7, they indoctrinate the populace with fear of the victim group. That's definitely happening
now. And as far as making that group cease to exist, there's absolutely a plan on eliminating them. They want to convert every single unvaxxed person into a vaxxed person.
Sure, and some people want to do it by force, but they're not yet talking about exterminating them. It hasn't gone that far, not yet. But don't think it can't happen here.
Well, no, there's a question. So, like, if you get every Jew on earth to convert to whatever religion, mm-hmm. have you exterminated the Jews?
I see what you're saying. They would still be secretly, I'm sure some of them would still be secret Jews. They would still be meeting in secret and so on. So I would say, no, you haven't, likely, in that case. But when I say extermination, I mean the actual exterminating of their life. In that case. So there's a sudden increase in inflammatory rhetoric and hate propaganda with the objective of creating fear of the other group. Political processes such as peace accords that threaten the total dominance of the genocidal group or upcoming elections that may cost them their grip on total power may actually trigger genocide. So that's number 7. And I think it's a good thing you're pointing out here, Peakless, is that this may not end in the total extermination of unvaccinated people through violence. But it may get uglier than what it's currently looking like today. And these may be the initial steps of something we've never seen before in a way of segregating people. You know, that may, again, not end with total violence, but may end with total segregation.
Well, and okay, that's what concentration camps were. Segregated people.
Yep.
Now, originally, they weren't death camps.
Correct. People didn't know they were going to their deaths.
So, and it's been discussed, the possibility that these FEMA camps that they built so long ago might actually be used for the unvaccinated. Well, okay, if you won't just be a decent human being, well, then we'll just put you in a little thing together. Okay, well, how long before you just force us to get the shot at that point?
Great question. Number 8, persecution. Victims are identified and separated out because of their ethnic or religious identity. Death lists are drawn up in state-sponsored genocide, and they definitely have lists of people who've gotten the vaccine. So by process of elimination,
right, yeah.
Members of victim groups may be forced to wear identifying symbols. Now, they're doing the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
They're having the vaccinated wear identifying symbols, but ultimately, this is the same difference.
Well, they've already been talking about either the vaccinated or the unvaccinated having to wear bracelets so that the business owners don't have to ask.
I saw a video on social media being shared around of a promotional like advertisement for like kind of hip, you know, streetwear or whatever that young people might wear. It was being advertised by a rapper of some sort, and it was a shirt with a pocket for a vaccination card.
Oh, kind of like the clear thing over it so that you can...
And it was being advertised as though this is the hip new thing.
Whatever happened to medical privacy?
That's gone.
But why go with the whole shirt? Why not just get a little armband?
Well, they're doing that too. They have that.
You're kidding.
That was months ago.
Maybe they could get...
Seriously? Like an actual armband for
your... vaccine armband.
Wow.
Yeah. No, it's a blue armband with a QR code on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they could...
I mean, granted, slightly more complicated than the swastika, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe they could just get the vaccine and put it into, like, I don't know, some sort of a thing you pin to your clothing in, like, the shape of something extraterrestrial, like a star or something like that.
Yeah. So they talk about potential being deported into concentration camps or ordered or confined to a famine-struck region and starved. They're deliberately deprived of resources such as water or food in order to slowly destroy them. In this case, they're not taking water and food yet, but they are going to take away your ability to go and do pretty much anything inside, going into a restaurant, going into a gym, going into, you know, a theater or whatever. Programs are implemented to prevent procreation through forced sterilization or abortions. Children are forcibly taken from their parents, and we've seen that happen. We've seen parental disagreements on, you know, whether a child should be vaccinated, and guess what's happening?
Yep.
The judge is forcing the child to either be vaccinated or go to with a pro-vaccination parent.
Didn't we see, like, a kid turn a parent in for not being vaccinated or something like that?
I think so. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We're going to go on-screen caller. It looks like in Maine. Go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Actually, I'm on the road. I pulled over because I heard you guys were going to be off the air soon. And I wanted to know if you guys have a broadcast in Maine.
We do. We're on a couple different stations in Maine, including WLOB there in Portland. But I would recommend you check out our affiliates page over at affiliates.freetalklive.com, and you can find out more information there. Thanks for the call here tonight. Appreciate it. Let's go to a caller with area code 423. You're unscreened on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Appreciate the call. I 100% think that this is going to end with the unvaccinated either being put in camps, forcibly removed from the earth, or strapped to a gurney and vaccinated. Because I think this whole thing with the mask, I was in Seattle this weekend. I was walking around. I was watching all these people. And I was the only person not wearing a mask. And so,
wow. Still? Jeez.
Man, it's great. It's insane. But seeing Ballard and these, you know, West Seattle, these places, it's an identity. And you see these children, right? These kids aren't going to take these masks off. So I think what's going on here is that the masks are a ploy to remove all of your natural immunity, right? Because our nose filters all these bacteria and viruses mm-hmm. that come in contact. So if these, you know, powers that be are able to keep you from having any sort of natural immunity and you have to go to Walgreens every time, you know, and keep getting jabbed up, these people that are so welcoming these jabs, I've never been more disturbed by anything in my life, but I do appreciate you guys, and thanks for keeping up the facts on the air, man.
Thanks for the call tonight. I know, Captain, you can relate. You used to live in Seattle for a couple decades.
I still have folks on the social media that live there, and they are very proud of their masks and their vaccination status. They want to let everybody know.
Ugh, so awful. Let's continue here. 304, I think that's West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. This is Bob from Charleston, West Virginia.
Hey, Bob. Go ahead.
I believe that I'm really appalled that people aren't suing these folks when they come up with these vaccine mandates.
Well, some people are. Some people are. I mean, we tried to sue.
Not enough.
Well, let me give you an example. We sued. We didn't have a vaccine mandate at the time, but it was September of last year. Myself, Aria DeMezzo, and the owner of the local pho noodle restaurant, Pho Keen, sued the governor and sued the city of Keene, New Hampshire, over mask mandates at the time. That lawsuit was just dismissed from federal court in a 24-page dismissal. And so, I mean, suing, you know, you're in their courts. And, you know, that means you have to play by their rules, and they will rule in favor of the government more often than not. I'm not saying don't try it, but be prepared to throw away thousands of dollars and lose.
There is somewhere, and
no,
I don't...
I'm not a loser by heart, but there's plenty of actual scientific data that, for example, what was it? There are 100,000 children are killed by what's it called? Wait a minute, how many? I got it here somewhere. Whoa, 800 children died from pneumonia last year.
Yeah.
Okay, 800 children, and as of last month, 349 kids under the age of 18 died throughout the tenure of COVID, and I think there's more than enough evidence to show that this is ridiculous.
Maybe so, but here's the problem. Look, I'm not trying to talk you out of it. I'm just, you know, I want you to be realistic about it. And thank you for the call tonight, Bob. You know, maybe there's plenty of evidence. In our case, the judge said, well, you don't have any standing. So it didn't matter what evidence you had. Oh, you don't have any standing because you weren't hurt by the mask ordinance. Yeah, sure, there was a mask ordinance, but they never fined you for it. So therefore, you can't sue.
There's a couple of unions that are standing up against it and saying we will not support forced vaccinations for
like the postal service.
One of them is a police union.
By the way, final two steps in the 8 stages of genocide. Obviously, we are not to these two steps yet, but number 9 is extermination, that part. And then number 10, once that's all over and done with, denial, where they say, oh, well, we didn't. It wasn't as bad as, oh, we didn't do that. That kind of stuff. So, out of time here tonight. I'll post the full link. You can read all about it. You decide where we're at for yourself on the list of the 10 stages of genocide. And you can join us tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live, because we're here 7 nights a week. Join us online anytime at Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.